This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamaba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf Hashavua. We're learning Siman Mem Beis, the end of Siv Gimel. The end of Siv Gimel, the Rama says that a klaf that was canned for tefillin, it's also to write Divrei Chol, because Hazmana ki hay gavna leguf hakadusha. So we can be medayik in the lashon of the Rama. This type of hazmana, which is maisa gamor, where you're tanning it, and it's leguf hakadusha, then we say milsahi. So now the Mishnah Berurah has a kasha. Really, hazmana milsahi. So then, why can't you make? Why do we say in Sif Aleph that if you just were mazman shel roish, you could be moirded to shel yad? But it was hazmana b'maisa leguf hakedusha. After b'sif aleph kamlan demoto shanes shel roish shel ridim kedushas mitam da hazmana la milsahi. After sham hu guf hakedusha, there it's also guf hakedusha. Shani hasam da kapanim oisim kedusha ktsas aval hacha. But here, you see, at least over there, you're retaining it for something of kedusha, aval hacha. But here, halay roitz alasas behem devar choil. You want to use it for a secular need. V'lazem ahani hazmanu beguf hakedusha. Then hazmanu beguf hakedusha. So it really, you need three ingredients. Number one, you need hazmana mamish b'maisa. Number two, it has to be leguf hakedusha. And number three, the use is a davar choil, then you can't, then hazmana milsa. But if it's for some degree of kedusha, then it's not a problem. But I am a magen Avram Shehibi deus hachok mazeh. Usfiel hu da'af beguf hakedusha hazmana inoklam. The magen Avram brings opinions that argues on the Rama that even if you are ma'abed klaf to write on it parshiyos, you are allowed to use it for you are allowed to write divrei choil, because you could write your menu of what you plan on eating after the fast. Why? Because hazmana lav milsa even beguf hakedusha. V'afal piken lenyan maisa yesh lahachmer kesvari shayna. Nevertheless, lemaisa yishvi machmer like the first svara chumashikasavnu ber halacha. V'al kolpanu mahani tnai bazeh. At the very least, a tnai works. Miu, however, im hischa lichtoiv al klaf stam aishar kesei hakodesh. Afil al niyar. Let's say you began to write on klaf, say for Torah Tomezuzos, or other Kisei HaKodesh, or even if you start to write it on paper. So you were mazmin it, and you did more than a maisa, you used it for Kedusha. Asa lichta v'achagach d'vei chol l'kuleyama. Sheza asa maisa shel guf ha-Kedusha. V'afil t'nai loy mahanim baza. Then for this, after you did that, you can use it for d'vei chol, and then even a t'nai will not help.
Any notebook, like the first day of Elozman, and the Bach and Gerti Yeshiva, and they write the first line in their notebook. Now the whole notebook has Kedusha now, can't do any doodling in their notebook.
So the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, first he's talking about, you wrote Stam. Then he says, Shar Kisei HaKodesh. And then he says, Afilu Al Haniyar. So is that, if you wrote Kisvei HaKodesh on there, in other words, is that only if you're writing psukim from Tanakh, then it sanctifies the paper, or even if you're writing over the Rebbe's Chakira? So in the Dirshu, he brings a lot of material on this. He says, what about Stam, printed Svarim? Do printed Svarim have Kedusha? So we said earlier in Siman Mem, Siv Katan Dalet, that printing is Kesiva and it has Kedusha. And the Sharat Zion likewise says by Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Daled that you're allowed to save on Shabbos from a fire even printed Svarim. However, B'Shas HaDchak, if you don't have what to cover it with, the Mishnah Berurah brings earlier from the Chavos Yoyer that Tashma Shamita, you could be lenient in a room that has Svarim with Fasim. So it seems like there is a Sad Lahakel. And if you take a look, Rabbi say in Siman Mem, Sivkatan Dalid, the Mishabru was lenient. He brought Kal HaMeikel B'Kedusha Asfaram HaNefasim Asa Lite Nesadin, the Defus Havik Mai Ksiva, Ach B'Tshuvas Chavas Yorsim, Kofpeda Anoita Lahakal B'Zeh B'Shas Hadchak, Kishe Ein Lai B'Ma'al HaChasois. By the way, the Dershu points out that if you look up the Chavas Yor, he's only lenient if the publisher was a guy, not if the publisher was a Yid. What about Svarim that you didn't learn yet? Like most people, they have a big Svarim shrunk, and you go to the Svarim, you take out a Sefer, and you hear a big crack, even though it was published in 1953, which means that his great-grandfather, who his grandfather inherited from, that he gave to his father, gave to him, four generations, no one has ever cracked open that Chumash. Forget the Gemara, that we know. But even the Chumash, he has thousands of Svarim. They're mamish brand new in pristine condition. So do they have Kedusha? If you look in the letters of the Chafetz Chaim, that are Shas that nobody learned yet, you're allowed to tear out pages to photocopy them because publishing is only Hazmana and Hazmana Lav Milsa here. You hear that? Svarim that nobody learned, it's not, doesn't even have Kedusha. That's what the Chavetz Chaim writes in a letter in the Michtei Chavetz Chaim Michtav Pei Gimel. Rav Nissen Karelitz explains that the Chavetz Chaim only allows it to take the page out of the Sefer, but not be Zayin. The Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva, only Svarim of Tar Shabbat Peh do not have Kedusha if you didn't learn in them. But Svarim of Tar Shabbat Chsav, they have Kedusha even before you learn them. What about Chidushei Torah? Mishnah Berurah says, Simon Shin Lama Dal Sivkon Gimel, you could be Mekel in their Kedusha, because it's like you made a Tanai, and also it's just Hazman Alav Milsa. What about if you're binding Svarim, and you make Svarim dust, Sefer dust? Do Svarim dust have Kedusha? Rabbi Yashiv says, Rabbi Chaim Kineskov says, that if you didn't learn in the Svarim yet, they don't have Kedusha. You could sweep it up and throw it in the garbage. I have a Shulchan Aruch. It's a great Shulchan Aruch. I can have this behind me. Whether I use it or not, that's a different story. But it ages very well. So when you open it up, it looks like someone's been pouring over it, even though, you know, I'm embarrassed to say how many times I've cracked it open. But, and it looks like it's from the 17th century. So the question is whether the crumbs of the Svarim, they fall everywhere. Are you allowed to, you know, sweep them off the desk and put them in the garbage or not? So first of all, again, if the Sefer wasn't used, there's a heter. Also, the dust is coming not from the letters, but from the page. What about you got a shipment of Svarim, you have nowhere to put them. Could you put them on the floor? So Rabbi Yashiv says, even though they don't have Kedusha, you shouldn't put them on the floor because it's a bizayin. But you don't have to put them a tefach off the ground. What about a guy who took notes and he just wrote Mar Mekoymos, I in here, I in there, I in, you know. Does that have Kedusha? No, Ein Baham Kedusha. So Rabbi Yair, you want to know, if you write Chidushei Torah on a piece of paper, does the paper have Kedusha? Maybe. Sounds like it. Does the whole notebook have Kedusha? I don't know. Okay, let's continue here. Sivkatan Chav Dalad. Vaiter in the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, you know what? We're going to call this day... No, let's go weiter. Tsarbe. It says in Mechaber, Azmenei veloi tsarbe. If you designated a shmata and you didn't wrap the tefillin, oi tsarbe, you wrapped, veloi azmenei, you didn't designate, shari lemeitzer bezuzei, then you could use it for money. So you need a combination of hazmana and use. Use alone without hazmana will not give a kedusha. It says in Mishabru, tsarbe, if you wrap Perush Lefi Shat, Sarbe means that you used it for tefillin just temporarily. Vegam b'stama, and you did it without qualifying. Afilum asakein pam harbe, even if you did it many times, every time you did it, it was just for as a temporary measure. In other words, you had a shmata, you wrapped your tefillin in it. The next day, you didn't buy a bag yet, you wrapped it again. But you never intended to use it permanently. Because if you did it on a permanent basis, or even if you did it once, you did it, that it should be a permanent arrangement. That is, you had in mind to wrap always. Even if you didn't designate, it's aser. In other words, if you had, let's say, a plastic, you had a Ziploc bag, and you didn't get your tefillin bag yet, you ordered your tefillin bag, a special fur tefillin bag. You ordered it from, you know, a hunter in Russia. He's going to hunt down the nicest bear to make you a nice fuzzy-wuzzy tefillin bag. And you're waiting. In the meantime, you're using a Ziploc bag. So if you say, you know, I'm waiting for my bag to come. In the meantime, I'll use this Ziploc bag. You didn't have in mind it should be a permanent arrangement. You didn't designate it. You just used it. And then the next day, you use it again. The next day, you do use it again. When your fuzzy-wuzzy bag comes, you could use your this plastic bag for whatever you need. But if you use the plastic bag as a permanent arrangement, then it is considered azmene. It's considered afu loy azmene kar gam kenos the havik azmene vitzarbe. It's like you designate and wrapped with it. The imperish amanas lefanoisai. If you explicitly made a tanai that you're going to take the tefillin out one day. Afilu tsarbe kampam, even if you wrapped many times, the gamazin, you designated meikara mutter, because you stipulated koshal asa kiss l'shem tefillin, so long as you did not make the bag for the tefillin. V'chanal b'sivkaton yodaled. So that implies that if you made a tanai, even if you wrapped many times, and you designated from the beginning, so in other words, you designated from the beginning, and even if you wrapped many times, you are allowed to make a tanai and say, look, I don't want it to attain Kedusha. However, if the bag was made for tefillin, then you cannot make this stipulation. Okay, Vaiter v'loy azmane. You never designated me oylam l'shem tefillin shari yesh oimrim. Some say the hainu the hasudar loy neskadish al yedei shetzarbe pamachas b'li hazmana. So the mechaber says if you designate, you don't wrap, or you wrap and you don't designate, it's permitted to wrap money. Says the Mishnah Brura. Some say the hainu the hasudar loy neskadish al yedei shetzarbe pamachas b'li hazmana. The sudar is not sanctified if you used it for tefillin one time without designation. Avol kozman shatfillin sham, so long as the tefillin is there, ein midarach hakav laniach yachid sham gamois. It's not proper to keep money there. Ela yikshirein bekesher b'fnei atzmai, but rather it should be in a bag by itself. What if you made a tanai from the beginning? Could you then put the money in? Because in this case, you didn't make a tanai. Or maybe is the point that it's not nice that the money is jingling around with the tefillin? What if somebody made a tanai? Okay, so this we're going to call day one. Day two will be pretty short, but bear with us just a bit longer.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.